Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Chav Ches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words of Rebbe B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. And in the Vilcher Sadaf, it's a little bit into Yod Daled Amud Beis, and this is the second time the Gemara says Rebbe B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bats Biyakov Maisha Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. So Gemara tells us Rebbe says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan Kol Nice Tamim Ain Like an Aleim Chutz Mi Nice Tam Shal Nazir. Anytime we deal with Nice Tam, something that imparts flavor, which is Aser, a person's not going to get Malkas for eating it unless we're dealing with Nazir. Now the question is, what does this mean? So we have Machlokes. Says, Kol Naisei Tamim Ein Loken Aleim. When dealing with Naisei Tam of Iser, a person is not going to get Malkas for eating it, Ad Sheyitoim Tam Mamashe Shel Iser, until he actually tastes the Mamashes, the real Iser itself. Meaning, if something of a Naisei Tam fell in and gave flavor to the dish, but then that thing itself, the Iser thing, was taken out, and there's just a flavor of Iser in the dish, a person is not going to get Malkas for eating it. Uben Nazir, but when dealing with a Nazir, Afilu Loitoim Tam Mamashe Shel Iser, even if he didn't eat the Iser itself, he only had the taste of the Iser, he's still going to get Malkas, and this is called Tam Ke'ikr. The Tam, the flavor of the Iser, is considered like the Iser itself. And Reb Ze'ir says that we only apply Tam Ke'ikr when dealing with Nazir, but not when dealing with other Yisurim. Now, Amar Bar Mamal, Bar Mamal argues, and he explains differently. Kol Nisei Tamim Ein Iser V'Heter Mitzdarfin. Anytime we deal with Nisei Tam, Iser and Heter are not going to be Mitzdarif, but Nazir, Iser V'Heter Mitzdarfin. But when dealing with Nazir, then Iser and Heter are going to be Mitzdarif. Namely, when dealing with other Yisurim, even though we do say Tam Ke'ikr, a person is only going to be over if he ate a full Kezias. But by Nazir, even if he didn't eat a full Kezias of the Iser itself, or the thing that has the Tam of the Iser, he ate half of the thing that has the Tam of the Iser, and half of something Mutter, then we're going to be Mitzarf, and he's going to be Chayiv. And the more continues, Masis Messiah Ladein, Masis Messiah Ladein. We have a Brisa Tzuraya for this, and a Brisa Tzuraya for that. Meaning we have a Brisa Tzuraya for both Reb Ze'era, and a different Brisa Tzuraya for Bar Bar Mamal. Masis Messiah Reb Ze'era, the following Brisa Tzuraya for Reb Ze'era. What does the Brisa tell us? Kezias Yan Shanafel Gedera. We have a Kezias of wine that fell into a pot. Achol Mimena Kezias. If a Nazir ate a Kezias of this dish, Potter is Potter. Achi Yechol is Kula, until he eats the entire thing. He has to eat the whole thing in order to be chayiv. Now, that's your Baba Mamal. According to Baba Mamal, Kim Shalcho Yemen Kezias, once he eats a Kezias from this pot, chayiv, he should be chayiv already, because your Baba Mamal holds of Tziruf, and even though he's not eating a full Kezias of the wine that had fallen in, though we're Mitzarif, the wine, and the other part of the dish, Mechayiv him. And from the fact that the Breiser says that he's only chayiv if he eats the entire thing, it must be that it's like Reb Ze'era. So that's a Breiser for Reb Ze'era. Now, Masis Meseller of Baba Mamal, the following Breiser is right for Baba Mamal. From the fact that Pasuk tells us, anything soaked in grapes, he shouldn't drink. This is referring to Nazir, that he's not allowed to drink anything that was soaked in grapes. The question is, what did the Pasuk leave over that wasn't said? The Pasuk already listed a whole bunch of other things that a Nazir is not allowed to eat. So what chiddush is the Pasuk trying to tell us by saying he's not allowed to eat anything that was soaked in grapes? El rather must be, Lefishan Emer, since the Pasuk tells us, anything that comes from the grapevine, from skins till pits, lo yachal, he's not allowed to eat it. Now the next three words are taken out of the gear. So, and so what's the pasuk telling us? Because we just mentioned, if a person soaked grapes in water, or he soaked his bread inside them, meaning he soaked his bread inside wine, and we'll give him a tsarif, we can combine the bread, which is totally beseder, with the wine that was soaked in it, and together we have a kezias, chayiv, he's chayiv. And so we see that even though he's not eating kezias of iser, when dealing with nazir, we combine iser and heter for him to be chayiv. And that's just like Rav Bar Mamal. And we're going to see how Braisa asks a kash on Reb Ze'ira, Mikan, from here, atadon l'chol yisurin shabataira. You can learn to all yisurin in the taira. Umam hayotze min hagafen, just like when we're dealing with something that comes from a vine. She'ein yisuri yisur oilam. This is not an yisur that's forever. Standard nazirus is only 30 days. So even though he's not allowed to eat from anything that comes from a grapevine, it's still only for 30 days. So it's not an yisur forever. And also, v'ein yisuri yisur hana. His yisur is not yisur hana. One could use wine as an eruv for a nazir. Even though the nazir can't eat from it, he could still benefit from the wine. And also, he has a heter after his iser. When a person makes himself a nazir, even though right now he's not sure to drink wine, he could go to chacham, and the chacham could be mata the nazirus. And so even though nazirus is not so chamer, nonetheless, also by tam ke'ikr, we apply this din of tam ke'ikr, because as we said, there Baba Mamal holds that by all yisurim tam is ke'ikr, and the only thing that we're more machmir by nazir is that we'll be mitzarif heter and iser to give him malchus, but still tam ke'ikr applies by everything. Therefore, we should say shar kol yisurim shabatayra, all other yisurim in the tayra, for example, shar niskol or kilayim. This is something that's usher forever. Once something has an isra of kilayim, it's always usher. You can't take that isra away. And it's also usher to benefit from. And there is no heter after the isra. This is basically another way of saying that we can't take away the isra. Once it's usher forever. So, shouldn't we definitely say that tam is ke'ikr by these things as well? And based off of this, chamim learned that all nesein tam is usher. Now, as we say tam ke'ikr, everyone everywhere, not just by Nazir. And Mekash al Reb Zeira. This is a question of Reb Zeira, because Bechol Atarat Omar Ad Shiyatayim, in all places Reb Zeira said, a person's not going to get Malkus for eating an Isser until he actually tastes the Isser itself. He can't just have the Tom of the Isser in the dish. Mamashus of the Isser itself has to be in the dish. He has to be eating the Isser itself, not just the flavor of it. But Vekayat Omar Afiyu Loitam, over here you say, meaning the Chamim over here in the Brisa, clearly say that even if he's not eating the Isser itself, he just has a taste, a flavor of the Isser, he's going to be Chayiv. As his Brisa clearly shows, not like Reb Zeira, and that we do apply Tam Ke'ikr everywhere, not just by Nazir. And on to Allah Chavav, the Mishnah tells us, Sa'ar Shal Chulin Mishal Truma Shanafal Asaych Isa, sourdough of Chulin and of Truma that fell into a dough, Eloy Bezek Kedei L'chametz, Eloy Bezek Kedei L'chametz, neither of them are strong enough to be machmetz the dough on their own, it's Darf of Chimtzu, but together, this Chulin and Truma sourdoughs combined, and they were machmetz the dough, Reb Lezer says, Acher Acher and Nibba, I go after the last one, whichever one fell into the dough last, that's what the din of the dough is. So if the Chulin one had fallen in last, the dough is considered chulin, whereas if the truma sourdough had fallen in last, we consider it as if it was machmetz by the truma sourdough, and so the whole dough is considered truma. However, Chamer and Chamer say no, bein shenafel iser b'tchila, bein b'saif, it doesn't make a difference if the iser, over here referring to truma, fell in the beginning or in the end, lo'aylam eine iser, ad she'ebakedei l'chametz, it's never going to aser the dough until it itself is strong enough to be machmetz the dough all on its own. And since there isn't enough truma sourdough to be machmetz this dough all on its own, the dough is not aser, meaning it's not treated as truma. Now, Ye'ezer ish habira ha'im etamidei Shammai, Ye'ezer from this place called Bira, he's one of the Talmidim of Shammai, Va'amar, and he said, Sha'alti Yisrim Kamliya HaZakein, I Yisrim Kamliya HaZakein, Oymed B'Sharam Mizrach, while he was standing by the eastern gate, Va'amar, and he told me, Lo'oylem Eino Oyser, it's never going to Aser, I Chebay Kedei L'chametz, until it itself is strong enough to be Machmetz the dough. Now the Gemara tells us, Taman Tanin, over there we learned in a Mishnah, and this is Mesech HaSvayt Zarah, Yai Nesach Aser, Va'oyser B'chol Shehu, Yai Nesach itself, Asers, and Asers even with a little bit. Meaning, even if a little bit of Yai Nesach falls into regular wine, it Asers it totally. Now Chizki Amar, he brings up a case, Kais Shemazgu Mino Isser, Umina Heter. Let's say we have a cup of water which was diluted with two different types of wine. Really, it works the other way around. It's really wine that's diluted with water. But the best way to imagine this is you had a cup of water and a little bit of good wine was poured in and a little bit of Yai Nesach was poured in. And now we have a perfectly mazug, diluted cup of wine. And if we looked at each of these wines individually, the water would be able to mevatel it. But together, the water can't be mevatel it. So the question is, do we have Isser? It seems like just like the dough case in the Mishnah, that a combination of the Chulin and Truma sourdoughs is what caused it to be machmetz. So to over here, it's a combination of the regular wine and the yayin nesach, which now, so to speak, overpowers the water. So Chizkiya tells us, v'nafal iser basayif, if the iser had fallen in at the end, meaning the yayin nesach was the last thing that was poured in, iser, so the whole thing is aser, heter basayif, but if the kosher wine was poured in at the end, that was the last wine that was poured in, heter, so it's mutter. And Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, he tells us, drebelezer he, this seems to be sheet drebelezer of our Mishnah, drebelezer Omer, blezer says, achar achar and niba, I go after the last one. However, Omer B'Yirmiyah says that no, chaymer hu b'yayin nesach, it's a chomer b'yayin nesach that were machmir, and that's the only reason why Chizki is saying this, but not that he's going like Shitas Reb Lezer in the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yossi asks on this memra of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Im Chaymer Hu B'Yayin Nesech, if you want to say this is a Chomer B'Yayin Nesech, so then Afilu Nafal Heter B'Saif Yei Aser. Even if the Heter falls in at the end, it should still be Aser. If you want to say that it's only because it's Yayin Nesech, that's why we're being machmir. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi does not agree with this memra of Rabbi Yirmiyah and holds that this is really Shitas Reb Lezer of our Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.